This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 39 for Monday, August 30th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker Monday morning, retreating from earlier gains as spillover from the Chicago soy complex countered the supportive influence of Statistics Canada's production estimates. Canola down $1 to $12 in early trade, November down $12.30 at $900.40 per ton. Using satellite imagery and model-based data, the government agency pegged this year's Canadian canola crop at 14.7 million tons. That would be the smallest crop since 2012 and well below the revised 19.5 million tons grown last year. While that small crop was supportive, as demand will need to be rationed going forward, many analysts expect the actual production is even smaller, and a buy-the-rumor, sell-the-fact mentality pressured the market today. Chicago soy oil futures are down sharply in early trade, while the Canadian dollar is a bit firmer, and that also weighed on prices. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans down 17 cents in the November contract at $13.06 per bushel. Hurricane Ida made landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast over the weekend. That's disrupting export movement out of the region and providing some support for and weighing on prices. Stats Can pegged this year's Canadian soybean crop at 5.8 million tons. That'd be down 8% on the year. The corn market is also pressured by the export delays out of the U.S. Gulf today, with the December contract down 10 cents at $5.44 per bushel. Canada's corn crop was one of the few that saw an increase in production on the year, with the estimated 13.7 million tons up by about 1% from last year. Ontario grows most of Canada's corn, and growing conditions there were much better than the drought-stricken prairies. Wheat, it is mixed in early trade with the bias to the upside in most contracts. Minneapolis up a quarter cent in the December contract at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City, it's up 2 cents in December at $7.26 per bushel. And Chicago also up 2 cents in December at $7.34 per bushel. Canadian wheat production was pegged at 22.9 million tons. That marks a 35% drop on the year. That smaller crop helped underpin the U.S. futures to some extent, although the number was in line with expectations. Declining export prospects out of Russia were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, August 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.